Lord Jesus, tonight we finally have reached or arrived at this first session of our men's retreat for this year. And Lord, it is just a joy to be together with these men. Lord, you've chosen this year to really challenge us in the area of strength. And God, as we spend these next couple moments in the Word, I ask that you would challenge us, speak clearly to us, show us, Lord, the calling that you have for us to be strong men. I pray for these men. Many are tired. I pray that you keep them strong, keep them alert, and ready to hear what your Word has to say. And I thank you for their dedication and for their longing to know you and to know your truth. Teach us tonight now, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. I invite you to turn your Bibles tonight to 1 Corinthians. I have put some journals out there for you to take notes as you feel led. And I encourage you at the close of your sessions, of these sessions, that you take a few moments and to write down the answer to a question such as, Lord, why did you have me just sit through that session? Some of them that might be, I don't know. Other times it may be, wow, Lord, you showed me this or that. And I encourage you to journal these thoughts down, to internalize the lessons that God is teaching you and put them out on paper so that they go with you, you remember them, you can hold on to them, and they'll remain. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, the Apostle Paul is closing out this first letter to the Church of Corinth. As you know, the Church of Corinth was a church that had its issues, had difficulties, but yet, nevertheless, a group of believers. And Apostle Paul is closing things out here, giving some final instructions. And as he does, I'd like to just pick up at verse 10 for a context. And I believe you will see the verse that really will nail us tonight in relation to being God's strong man. Verse 10, now if Timotheus comes, see that he may be with you without fear, for he worketh the work of the Lord as I also do. Let no man therefore despise him, but conduct him forth in peace, that he may come unto me, for I look for him with the brethren. As touching our brother Apollos, I greatly desire him to come unto you with the brethren, but his will was not at all to come at this time, but will come when he shall have convenient time. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong. Let all your things be done with charity. I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints, that you submit yourselves unto such, and to everyone that helpeth with us and laboreth. I am glad of the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus, and Achaicus, for that which was lacking on your part they have supplied, for they have refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore, acknowledge ye them that are such. All right, we'll just stop there. I want us to talk tonight about the calling that God has for us as men, and that is to be strong. Strength. I didn't get a chance yet to look at your homework, but the purpose behind the questions was to cause us to really think about strength. What does it mean to be strong? What does it mean to be strong in our culture today? What does it mean to be strong in our churches, in our families, in our workplace? It's an interesting statement that Paul makes here at the close of this letter. He tells them, watch, In other words, pay very close attention to the things that are going on around you. Stand fast in the faith. That means you stand up and you are firm and you are established in the faith. Well, what's the faith? What's the faith? The faith is that which these men, these people, these believers in Corinth, they had been taught by Paul, they had embraced the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Gentile church. And here comes the gospel of Jesus Christ into them, and they hear news like they've never heard before. And their lives are changed. And they believe by faith in Jesus Christ. And by faith they establish this church. By faith they work together to spread the gospel. By faith they take care of the Apostle Paul and his companions. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Another way you could translate that is, act you like men. Act like men. Be strong. The Apostle Paul here, by this very statement, calls upon men to be strong. Right there with that verb, quit you like men, or act like men, the very root of that Greek term comes from a word that means male. And so we have a very clear instruction here. Act like a man. Have you ever heard that? Have you ever been told that growing up? Maybe when we're teens, maybe your dad would turn to you at some point and say, act like a man. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? Act like a man. Apostle Paul then throws this little imperative, this command, be strong. As we go throughout our time together, the question that God wants to plant deep within us is, am I God's strong man? Am I God's kind of man? Am I strong for Him? As I was considering this, I took time to go throughout the scriptures and to look at the different times that I saw this command, be strong. And what's amazing is that as you go throughout the scriptures, you see it time and time again, the instruction of be strong. I want to, tonight, build a case that God has called us to be strong men. And then in our remaining sessions together, we'll look at what robs us of our strength and how we can build that strength. As we consider this idea of being a strong man, this idea throughout the scriptures is directly connected with the concept or the idea of courage and obedience. Courage and obedience. You want to be God's strong man, it has to be connected with the courage to obey. Obey what? Well, Deuteronomy chapter 11. We go back here to the books of Moses. And I just want us to highlight a couple of these passages. Deuteronomy 11, verse 8. Therefore shall you keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that you may be strong, and go in and possess the land whither you go to possess it. Moses there instructing the children of Israel. And he says, you can be strong if you keep my commandments. Go to the end of Deuteronomy, chapter 31. Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 6 and 7. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And then Moses calls unto Joshua and says unto him in the sight of all Israel, Deuteronomy 31, 7, be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. To be strong, men. God has called us to obedience. I don't think any of us would deny the fact that God's called us to be obedient. But I believe that many of us in Christian churches today, and maybe it's some of us to hear tonight, maybe we have bought into the idea that strength is more something to be found in this world, something related to power and prestige, brawn. But the wonderful thing is that God, he doesn't deal on that level. He deals on a level that's the same for us all, and that is we can obey him and obey his commands. He's given those commands to us, and his expectation is obedience. Why is it that Paul, as he closed that letter in 1 Corinthians, why does he write and he says, watch, stand in the faith, stand fast, act like men, be strong. It is because God desires you, and me to be strong. Now is the time that we stop the lazy life, the life of not taking responsibility. Now is the time that we stop that kind of life and we step forward and we say, I am going to be God's kind of man. I'm going to act like a man. And that means be strong. And that means I am going to be strong and responsible in the spheres that of my life where God has given me responsibility and influence. For a lot of us, it's a family. It's a marriage. It's children. For a lot of us, that's where it starts. And the question that we want to walk away with tonight is, how am I doing in the places where God has me? Am I God's strong man? You see, God's strong man is a man who is obeying God's word, watching and alert, standing fast on the faith. As we go throughout the remaining sessions, I believe what God is going to do is seek to root out in our lives areas of weakness, areas of fear, areas where we have kind of stood back and maybe let others lead. This world is full of men that are afraid to lead, full of men that may be strong in muscle, but their faith is weak. Men, we want to be God's strong men. We want to be men who stand fast in faith. So now, how are you? How are you doing in areas of the faith? Are you obeying God? Are you obeying
his instructions.
I'm not going to give you a list of instructions because it would be forever long. But I believe each one of you here, you've attended church for years. Each one of us understand what God expects of us for the most part. God expects us to be faithful husbands. That means there's a relationship with our wife that is exclusive. It is not shared with anyone. God expects us to love her and to cherish her. God expects us to love our children, to teach them, to train them. Are you meaning that? You know, it takes a strong man to invest in his children. Anyone, any man, can have a child. But it takes a strong man to invest in that life, to train that child to please God, to love God, to teach them how he can do that. How about at work? God has given you that job. God's placed you in that position, in that role, for such a time as this. He's placed you there because this is your influence, your sphere of influence, and he just doesn't want you there to sign the checks or to make the phone calls or turn the wrenches. Man, it's so much larger than that. God wants you there because he wants his presence to be known in that place. And that's going to happen through a strong man that takes his faith seriously. Do you take your faith to work? Does God go with you? As I was, I'll close with this illustration. I had an opportunity of working in land surveying field for 8 years before coming to Rural Grove. And I counted that a wonderful privilege of working with those dear men. Riding in the truck from job to job, hours of time together with them. And I would have to say that it took me a while to figure out what it meant to be a strong man in the workplace. When I first stepped into that job, I stepped in with the zeal of a young man that had never seen the outside of a church or a Christian school or a Bible college. And I stepped into this world full of real people, full of people that loved what they do, loved what they did, cared about others, worked hard, but they did not know God. And sadly, and I didn't understand this at first, they didn't really care. They didn't really want to hear about God. So it took me a while to kind of figure that out. And it came to a point where I realized, hey, you know what, God? You have me here because you want your presence to be known in this place. And so I'm going to watch to see what you're doing in these lives. And gentlemen, it took about a year or 2 years. And those years were very tough. I was the subject of great ridicule, and they would just barrage me with all kinds of challenges and challenging questions and thoughts and remarks. They would test me with their conversations, test me with the things that they would bring in to the truck, test me with the radio stations and programs that they would listen to. And you know, it came to a point where I realized that, God, you do care about these men. And I am just here as your servant to faithfully serve in this mission field. Show me what that means. And gentlemen, you know what that meant? It meant I do my job well. It meant that I excelled and worked hard. It meant that I minded my own business and didn't try to get the other guys in trouble when they weren't working. It meant that I would listen to them, because you know what? They started talking to me. And they started telling me stories about their life. And they started telling me their heartaches and their challenges. And I realized, you know what, God? These men, behind the facade of strength, there's a great weakness. And what they lack is you. And when I sit there and I think about the comparison and I think about how God, by His grace, gave me Jesus Christ and gave me a Savior, He gave me great strength. And I think of those dear men that I deeply care about to this day, and we still talk on the phone periodically. They still don't know Christ. But I tell you, by God's grace, they saw Him. And that's what God wants to do in your lives. He wants to be seen in your home, in your workplace, in your school. But it's only by the grace of God that He has saved you. And it's through His grace that He will give you the strength to minister. 2 Timothy chapter 2. It says this, and with this I close. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Men, that kind of grace is a position of strength that the world does not know. May they see it. That grace is a position that your children, they need to see in you. That grace that is in Christ Jesus is a position of great strength that your friends, your co-workers need to see in you. Strength. Watch you and stand fast in faith. Act like men. Be strong. God, thanks for our time together. And Lord, this was just the beginning as we begin to open up and understand this concept of being a strong man for you. Lord, would you teach us, continue to challenge us, and build this truth within us. In Jesus' name, amen.